Yeah, we always see a spike this time of year during the summer months when people take to the water for leisure activity. We would normally see it's coupled with a rise in theft, particularly of boat engines, and some of the boat engines can be quite expensive. And they can vary from the small 4 horsepower, maybe up to 400 or 300 horsepower. And they're all as valuable. The one at 4 horsepower is as valuable to that person as the high-powered one. But to the thief, they see it as a means of getting money. So we're just saying to people, just be in the coastal areas, coastal communities, or in marinas and piers. There's lots of them in Donegal. There's over 400 different landing places around the county. We're just asking people to be vigilant around there, the local residents and the people that own boats, big or small, just to maybe take a couple of steps and make it that bit harder for the thief.
And what steps particularly can people take to prevent theft?
Yeah, there's a number of things people can do, and they're simple. The first thing we would say is just to take a note of the make and model, and particularly the serial number. It's amazing the amount of people who don't have serial numbers of engines when they do go missing. And we have a lot of different contacts with our colleagues across the border in the PSNI and also into mainland UK. And some engines have been stolen in Donegal, have turned up in the UK because numbers were noted or there was good descriptions of them. It's never any harm maybe to put some sort of a marking on it yourself, to inscribe it into it, an initial or a number or something that's specific to you. But take a photograph then of the marking that you put on it. Take a photograph indeed of the boat, the engine and the trailer. Because it allows for us for speedy to get it into the media, to get it into different areas where people can become aware that these things are stolen. I suppose the advances in technology have meant for the more expensive ones that you can get GPS tracking devices for specifically for outboard engines as well, particularly the more expensive ones. If it's possible, take the engine away when you're not using it. If you have the boat out of the water, if you have it at your home or whatever, try and maybe park it in a sort of a position where the engine isn't as accessible as it would be, because some of them are quite big and heavy, so it would take a number of people to lift them off. But at the same time, the thief is very hard to deter. So we're just maybe highlighting that at this time of year.